ba 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 ba.
This is WCCO, St. Paul and Minneapolis. It is 76 degrees. Maynard, someone at the fair wondered if you could tell us again about the fable of the ant and the grasshopper?
Yeah, I had an ant that just loved grasshoppers.
Yes. No, that wasn't it. No.
Oh.
Concerning
this drunk was sitting there at the bar, and this little grasshopper was hopping along.
Yeah?
And the drunk says, "You're a very famous person."
Yeah?
The grasshopper said, "Who, me?" He said, "Yeah, you." He said, "There's a drink named after you." He said, "There's a drink named Irving?"
No, man. That wasn't it. It was something
to do the fable of the ant
Waconia
and the grasshopper.
Holmes.
Yeah.
Waconia.
The grasshopper.
Yeah.
The grasshopper fiddled away all summer long.
Yeah.
Not a thought about the future.
Huh.
The ant, however, worked industriously preparing his home and storing food away.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Waconia Holmes, because you people who've been fiddling around and not getting the catalog from Waconia Holmes ought to write to Waconia Holmes at Box 178, Waconia, Minnesota, and get the information, because they will help you build your home. If you want to do part of it, you can do that. If you want to use your lot for a down payment, you can do that. They'll help you finance it. And you can use their plan or your own plan or work out a compromise.
And that's no fable.
Right. And that's no fable at all.
Waconia Holmes. Waconia, Minnesota, but they'll build anywhere you want.
Be an ant, not a grasshopper.
It's 27 minutes before 7 o'clock, and the temperature in the Twin Cities is 76 degrees. It's Tuesday, September 7th, 1976. Chuck Lilligren.
That's the most egregious advice I've had today, whatever egregious means.
Just a minute, I'll get there.
I never
Can
heard
I
the
have,
word.
Just a little commercial here while I look that up, please, Harmony.
What's new in tractor cab design?
Ford, pops them all.
New Ford-built cabs right down the line.
Ford, pops them all.
You step right in through either door. Sound control from roof to floor.
What power size are you looking for?
How's that for a better idea? Big tractor comfort and sound control, even in small and mid-sized tractors with new Ford-built cabs right down the line.
What power size are you looking for? The better idea from Ford than tops them all.
See the new Ford-built cab, tractors, and implements at Farm Fest 76. Boy, that's going to be something, Farm Fest 76.
Oh, that starts next week.
Yeah, the agricultural event of the century.
I believe it.
Hey, I understand they're going to have horseshoe playing there every day.
Are they really?
Someone said there at the fair they're going to have horseshoe playing. He knew someone who was entered, but you had to be 80% ringers to play.
Well, you're at least that.
I shoot 80% ringers at least 10% of the time.
Yeah, I knew that. Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever shoot a ringer?
I shot 50% twice, I think, when we had our family get-together.
Yeah, but I understand, Roger, that they let you stand halfway up.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I have...
It's this sore back you told them you had.
Right.
You've been running that sore back thing through your family reunions for a lot of years.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And one of these days they'll find out it's not my back. 25 minutes before 7 o'clock. It is 76 degrees, high today in the mid-90s. Are you ready for that? That'll break the all-time record 93, which is set back there in 59.
I'm not sure I'm ready. I'm still trying to decide why I should be an ant rather than a grasshopper.
Hey,
mm.
I remember my shocking days in the with.
Oh yes, they told me you
speaking
were,
of dry
you
weather.
You did almost anything
back in
they
those.
Said they were
back
shocked,
in those dry years.
They were shocked more times by the things you did.
No. Shock rain.
Oh, shocking.
And you pick up those bundles, and 85 grasshoppers would fly out of each one.
Mm-hmm.
Into your eyes, into your hair. Hmm?
Itch in the face.
Itch in the face.
Of course, I figured out that when you're growing up, they don't do that.
Oh.
Because they don't jump that high. You're taller.
That's right. We were
it
so
took
small.
It took me years to figure why I'm afraid to do a belly flop on a sled. Because it never bothered me when I was a kid. And I realized when I was a kid, I wasn't that far away from the ground.
Yeah, right. You're a little ways away now.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you did pretty well with your horses.
Oh, we did, you know.
Huh?
We took them there and we didn't fall off.
Oh, someone came up and they said they were there one night when you got a second in a big field?
Second or third, remember. Maybe. Yeah, yeah. We did. We had a good time.
And you had you had some other big right up there in the winners, didn't you? How many winners did you have?
Well, how many places? We didn't win any classes.
Oh, come on now.
No. I won second in the horse harnessing contest.
Oh.
Remember that at the FFA Barnyard? Yeah, no, listen. See, if I won any trophies or anything, I'd come and I'd tell you.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd tell you. I've got one ribbon that says, I won, but the judge didn't see me.
23 minutes before 7 o'clock, 76 degrees. Hey, you're on.
Oh, hey, and I'm on for Chevrolet.
Oh, yes.
That's right, and you're a Chevrolet dealer. And like baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, Chevy's an American favorite. Test drive America's largest family of small cars. Nobody has a lineup like Chevrolet. 22 minutes before 7, here's Steve Lading with the livestock news. Steve?
Thank you, Chuck. Good morning to you. We're going to take a look back to Friday's trade activities, recap the happenings following a long three-day holiday. Small supply of the slaughter steers and heifers, cows and bulls on hand Friday. The trade there steady. Choice steers yielding 2s through 4 at 36 to 37. Holstein's grading choice at 32 to 32 and a half. Heifers grading choice 34 and a half to 35, a couple of packages to 35 and a half. Slaughter cows, the utility and commercial grade at 24 to 25, a few up to 25 and a half. Canners and cutters from 18 to 24, the bulls at 28 to 32. The veal market Friday, slow and steady to $2 lower, the choice and prime at 35 to 45, and a few select prime individuals, 256. 1,800 head on hand for the Friday stalker feeder auction. The prices there were steady with the week's decline. Choice steers, 4 to 650 pounds at 36 and a quarter to 38 and a dime. Good Holsteins from 4 to 600 pounds through the auction at 25 to 31 and a quarter. Heifers, choice 5 to 600 pounders, 33 to 34.75. In the hog division on Friday, a big supply of near 7,000 head and a pre-holiday supply saw the barrels and gilts open slow but steady. Mid-session trade 50 cents to a dollar lower and some limited late sales as much as a dollar and a half lower. U.S. 1 and 3, 200 to 250 pound hogs at 43.5 to 44. Mid-session trade from 43 to 43.5. Some late sales to 42.50. Sows were steady at 36.5 to 37.50. All classes in the sheep and lamb division on Friday were steady. The wool spring choice and prime lambs 36 to 37. A few lots to 37.5. U.S. 5 to 14. The spring choice to fancy feeder lambs at 38 to 41.50. This morning we expect a supply of 5,200 cattle, including 1,800 feeder cattle. We had 2,625 in at 5, 700 calves, 300 in at 5, 7,200 hogs, including 1,500 feeder pigs, 2,950 in at 5, 1,500 sheep and lambs, 1,085 in at 5 a.m. this morning. Stalker feeder auction, 9 a.m., 1,800 head, and 3 p.m. this afternoon, the Tuesday feeder pig auction, 1,500 feeder pigs expected on hand. Congratulations to Ronald Goodroad out of Chisago City. He's the winner of that AM/FM radio we had out at the state fairgrounds. Guess the actual seats to the market, 83,210. Missed by 8, we had 83,202. And that's how it looks from South St. Paul. I'm Steve Letting. Have a nice day.
Okay, Steve, 20 minutes to 7 now, 76 degrees, going to be warm today, high today, near the middle 90s, tomorrow, just the middle 70s.
Some Chevette owners talk about their favorite car. Here's what Mrs. Carol Hazelwood had to say about Chevette's roominess.
We're a very tall family, and we wanted a small car. We tried many cars, including Rabbit, and we couldn't fit in. I'm 6'2", and my husband is 6'5".
Chevette's rear seat back folds down to give you 26 cubic feet of carrying space. Mr. Kevin Nichols said,
it's bigger inside than I thought it would be. It's everything I thought it would be.
For Chevette Economy, Miss Jane Saito.
I was looking for a car that would save me gas, and that's why I chose the Chevette.
40 miles per gallon EPA highway estimate, 28 miles per gallon city, with standard 1.4-liter engine, 4-speed manual transmission, and 3.70 axle ratio. Actual mileage may vary. And to wrap things up for Chevette, Mr. Raymond Andrews.
Roomy, good gas mileage. Not a rough ride for a small car. It's all right.
Chevette by Chevrolet. It could make you a happy owner, too.
It's 19 before 7 o'clock, 76 degrees, clear sky in the Twin Cities. Of course, no grain markets yesterday.
Yes, Hunter.
No, well, yesterday, because you see, yesterday was a holiday for most folks.
Oh, well, for you folks, yeah.
Yeah, I know you always work. You have to work every day.
Every day, yeah.
What is it you do, though? You never did tell me what it was.
Well, I was out to the fair.
Oh, yeah, that's
sure,
right.
Greeting
people. You can't call that work.
Well, sure, I stopped over to that Minnesota Egg Board place over there, you know,
yeah,
promoting the eggs,
yeah,
and I
in the food
told them about my... I discovered how good egg works in the beer.
Oh, you did?
Egg,
huh?
In the beer.
How does that work?
Well, they said it worked even better if I cracked the shell first.
Did it really?
But I...
Last year you tried it and you fried them. I remember that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that didn't work too well either. Yeah. No, but anyway, I was talking to this one guy, and he says, boy, it's been so dry, he says.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that.
Oh, yeah.
So how dry was it at his place?
He said he had to save up a month just to spit.
No kidding. It's terrible. That's awful.
Yeah. And he says he comes from a small town, he says, where anything can happen, and never does.
And never does.
Then he must say, isn't it a shame, he says, the way the Russians are always winning all those gold medals at the Olympics.
Well, I don't know if it's a shame or not.
But that's what I told him. Yeah. I says, you can be proud that our wheat makes such great athletes.
Yes,
that's what
right.
I told him. Yeah, anyway, I suppose I better be moseying along, as
well,
they say, out west.
Well, nice to have you drop by, because, you know, it's... But I was going to say that you can't call that work, August, out at the fair, meeting all those nice people.
Oh, no, that ain't work, no.
No?
No. No, and they were all asking about football. But I thought about the University of Minnesota, you know, what I was going to do. And I told, boy, I remember back in the old days when I used to huddle in the bleachers with a blanket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did
and
you?
And a girl.
Yeah, is that right?
And that was in July. Oh, get out of here, you guys. 17 before 7, 76 degrees, high today, mid-90s. It is 6:45. Temperature is 76 degrees, and the high today in the Twin Cities, mid-90s. You heard right, mid-90s, and if we get up to around 95 or so, that'll break the all-time high of 93 for this date, set in 1945 and again in 1959. And it is going to turn colder, though. It already has cooled off in Montana and into the western Dakotas. We'll hear about that on the weather coming up shortly. Minnesota Twins won yesterday, defeating Chicago 3-2. Now they open a three-game series tonight against the Rangers in Arlington. Twins have won 7 out of the last 9. And Rod Crewe is going great guns trying to win another batting championship. Minnesota Vikings have released 11 players to reach the National Football League's 43-man player limit. Minnesota coach Bud Grant said the 11 players include running back Dave Osborne. Others placed on waivers are safety Terry Brown, cornerback Pete Athus, running backs Oscar Reed and Ron Gross, wide receivers Tom Gurdin and Clint Hazelrig, tight end Doug Kingsrider, guard Andy Maurer, linebacker Gene Mack, and defensive back Steve Wagner. And benchwarmer Bob made it. He was not cut, as some thought he might be. University of Minnesota football team is in Alexandria preparing for the Gophers season opener Saturday against Indiana at Memorial Stadium. Now, Ray Christensen is going to be in Alexandria today for Gopher Day here on CCO Radio. You'll hear from Ray. We'll be visiting with University of Minnesota coach Cal Stahl, Paul Giel, members of the Gophers squad throughout the day. Right here on CCO. What a radio station. Same radio station brings you Big Al Shaver.
This is Al Shaver with the human side of sport, and our story today is about the wrong solution to the problem. Back in the era when Branch Rickey was the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, the Cards had a center fielder named Heinie Mueller, who was often compared to Shakespeare's character Hamlet. Nobody ever proved beyond the shadow of a doubt whether Heinie was really a deep thinker or just plain crazy. Like the day the Cards had a runner on first base when Mueller came to bat. Heinie proceeded to knock the ball out of sight for a home run, but seconds later was called out for passing his own teammate on the base paths. But the crowning touch to Mueller's numerous goofs came in a game against the Chicago Cubs. The details on that one after this.
This is your little bitty buddy George Goble for Brown Photo. And what I want to get across to you today is... Well, it has to do with, convenience is what it is. I mean, being able to do all your photo shopping with only one stop. At any Brown Photo store, you can drop off your exposed film, get some free advice, and they got all the photo merchandise and services you'll ever need. It makes sense. To get photo stuff, you got to go to the place that specializes in it. Like whenever I want to go to buy an octopus, I go right to an octopus store. But you get on down to Brown Photo, and you'll be happy as a kitten following a leaky cow. Now, I gotta get moving, because spooky old Alice has been after me to get some extra copies of our wedding pictures, And if I don't pretty soon, she says she'll telescope my tripod. And that's smarts. So long, neighbors.
Heinie Mueller was slated to start in center field for the St. Louis Cardinals against the Chicago Cubs that day. Just before the game, St. Louis manager Branch Rickey took Mueller aside for last-minute instructions. Rickey told Mueller to watch closely for the signs given by the Cards catcher to the pitcher. Rickey told Mueller to move in 20 feet from his normal position when a slow pitch was called for, but to go back close to the fence when he observed the sign for a fastball. Mueller began by following Rickey's orders perfectly. He moved in closer to the infield on slow pitches and backed up on fastballs. But it wasn't long until the veteran fans who occupied the center field bleachers in Sportsman's Park at St. Louis realized what was going on. As soon as they saw Mueller move in closer to the infield, they would start chanting slow ball. Whenever Mueller would retreat closer to the fence, they would chant fastball. The effect on Mueller after several innings of this was somewhat comparable to the Chinese water torture. It started to get on Heinie's nerves. Eventually, the Cubs loaded the bases, and Mueller spotted the catcher's signal to the pitcher for a fastball. That meant Mueller would play deep, but instead he moved in 20 feet nearer the infield. The result was that the batter swung at the fastball and banged it over Mueller's head right to the fence, clearing the bases with a triple that won the game for the Cubs. When Mueller returned to the Cardinals' dugout, Branch Rickey asked him if he had missed the sign for the fastball, and Mueller replied, "No, I got the sign all right, but I just thought I'd cross up those wise guys in the bleachers."
10 minutes before 7, it is 76 degrees. All right, would you buy expensive carpeting in a warehouse? Well, heavens no, Roger. Well, why wouldn't you? Well, I mean, would I find my expensive carpeting that I would like to have? Well, it's possible. You see, Plywood Minnesota does things differently now. Plywood Minnesota not only has the carpeting they've always had, which is excellent carpeting, but they also have the very expensive kind. Only are you against, are you against saving some money? Well, heavens, no. Well, all right. They have carpets like Mohawk, Maslin, World, Trend, Alexander Smith. Oh, those are beautiful carpets, yes. Beautiful, more expensive carpets at a fraction of what you'd expect to pay elsewhere. But the important difference is they've eliminated much of the extra handling, overhead costs, and frills to bring you this new total home carpet service at substantial savings. Plywood Minnesota stocks these carpenters right in the main warehouse. I don't want to be seen in there. Oh, come on now. It's a very nice place. Well, they do have a special door for you if you want to sneak in.
Oh, thank you.
It's 9 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Reminds me of the little kid in church.
76 degrees. Yeah, little kid in church.
Sitting alongside this little old lady.
Mm-hmm.
The collection plate came by, and she's fumbling around in his whole purse full of stuff. Finally nudged her, and he says, "Here, you take my dime, and I'll hide under the seat."
8.5 minutes before 7, it is 76 degrees. Say, the weather guide, 1977, is now available for mail order.
Yes, and say that's worth getting, too.
In case you didn't get out to the fair, we're going to get it. You can send for it. Just send your check for $2.95 to Weather Guide, P.O. Box 830, Minneapolis 55440. 62-page all-new publication features a 16-month calendar beginning this month, September, and runs all through December of 77.
This guy advised his brother-in-law that he was trying to sell his car with 75,000 miles on it. And he said, "Now, you're a mechanic." He said, "Why don't you turn back the odometer for me?" So the guy did, turned it back to 40,000 miles. And the other day he ran into him. He said, "Did you sell the car?" He said, "No, no." He said, "Why should I? It's only got 40,000 miles on it."
New idea. Where the whole idea means better performance.
With New Ideas Uni, I only need one power unit, and I can attach a combine, a picker, a forage harvester, a sheller, even a tool carrier. One power unit for all those machines. It's amazing.
The name is New Idea.
I'll tell you, those Uni power units are really built tough. There are 5 of them now, you know. They're comfortable, and they're easy to operate. I mean, I'm not kidding about that. Why, even my wife can handle one. It's perfect for me.
New Idea. Means better performance.
Well, that interchangeability makes sense to me. That's why I went to Uni.
And you know, it's been one of the most profitable moves I ever made.
New Idea, where the whole idea means better performance.
See New Idea's High Performance Super Picker at your nearby High Performance New Idea dealer. It is 6.5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Temperature is 76. Hang on for the weather.
I have a two-part joke. Now, just imagine that you're back in, let's say, third grade.
Third grade.
Third grade, yeah.
Okay.
Now, yes. Roger.
Yes.
When the pioneers crossed the plains, were their wagons insured?
They sure were.
They were not.
Oh, yes, they were.
They were, too.
Oh, yes, they were.
They were not.
Oh, yes, they were.
They were, too.
Oh, yes, they were. They were. Certainly. That's why they were called covered wagons.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Goes on all morning, John.
Oh, man. Just and you got to be down there listening to it all.
Yeah, I know. Well, better than the state fair. Not much. Hey, John, you were telling me the coming thing today for many families is leasing an automobile?
Well, that's right, Howard. More and more people are turning to leasing, and especially Pontiacs, because it fits into the type of car people want. So if you're thinking about leasing a Pontiac or a GMC truck, give us a call or stop out. We're ordering a lot of 1977s now, and we can special order one just for you and get it lease tailored for your budget.
Does this you say trucks also?
Trucks as well, sure.
I suppose a man in business or a farmer, I suppose.
Anybody, really. Yeah. More and more people, the individuals are leasing. Used to be just major companies and fleets, and we really tailor our leases to the individuals. So give us a call. Dale Kuzman is our lease manager at 888-5592, or stop out and see us.
Okay. Does that apply to a big Pontiac or the Sunbird or all of
them?
Well,
especially the big one. You know, our new Bonneville and Catalina is a new size car this year, and there's a tremendous interest in that car. So the time we get a look at it is now.